Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This 5-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames.
We have two choices in life, that is to be part of the problem or part of the solution. All I wanted to do was be part of the solution and be part of the community. That's all I wanted. And I just followed one step at a time.
Today on Climate and Community, we're featuring a resident of Tremont who has made it her mission to make her community more resilient to the impacts of climate change.
Hello, my name is Sarah White. I live in West Tremont, and I am a retired National Park Service Ranger, Maine Forest Ranger, Maine State Park Ranger, and educator.
Sarah first encountered human-created environmental challenges in her young adulthood, which catalyzed environmental stewardship throughout her career.
Being in college in the 70s was the time that we had the DDT awareness of what that was doing to eagles and other birds of prey, eggs, and causing the shells to break, and we were losing that population fast. Also, insects, we had a real decline in the monarch population. So all of that really struck home to me that the awareness must continue.
Over the years, climate change has become increasingly central to the issues Sarah faced in her work. By the time she retired, she realized she still had much work left to do. She decided to sign up for a Climate to Thrive's Climate Ambassadors program, which equips participants with a strong understanding of basic climate science, climate communication skills, and how to get involved in local action.
And at the end of that training, the challenge was given to each of us, what do you do in your world? What are your strengths that you can give back to your community? I thought, I can work on a committee because I was used to that in education. And oh my gosh, the next day it seemed like the Tremont Sustainability Committee invited me to join them. And the next day after that, it was like, would you be our chair? Because I had been attending as a member of the public. And as a result, I'd already had such a commitment. And I was like, absolutely, yes, I accept.
Since her time joining the committee, Sarah has led impressive initiatives that encompass a diverse array of environmental and climate-related projects. She cites the challenges she has faced in her position on the committee as fodder for personal growth.
The challenges are becoming a much better listener and much more in tune to the people around me, to my neighbors. I tend to gravitate toward my ecologically minded peers and friends, and that's not where I need to be spending my time. I need to be with the people who are not in that bubble, learning the language of people who think differently than me, and working together, just building that appreciation and mutual respect.
Throughout this learning process, Sarah has formed partnerships with town leadership and local organizations like A Climate to Thrive to strengthen and enliven her community. One recent project the Sustainability Committee and their partners have supported is the formation of a local farmers market.
We don't have a major town center like a bank and various shops and things like that. We do have a school, and that's where we're going to have our community market. Because we don't have a town center, this is a way to build our community through a regular happening where people are invited to come. This is going to benefit our local farmers and craftspeople. And again, it's at the school, which is a central part of our community. We're excited. We're just starting it and looking for it to grow.
When I asked Sarah what others could do to get involved in climate and environmental leadership, Sarah was quick to respond.
If you want to do something, anything, take the Climate Ambassadors program. I just highly recommend it because it gives you such a solid understanding and you're with other like-minded people on the same path. It really built in me a desire just to do something. And as far as leadership, going out and being a leader, boy, that's a real individual decision. You can do things even if you don't feel you're comfortable or confident being a leader. You just need to follow your path and what your heart and mind guides you, and you'll move mountains. Even if it's millimeters at a time, every small step ends up being a really big deal. Often we don't see it till way down the road, but everything counts.
Next week on Climate and Community, we will continue the conversation about local climate leadership with Sarah White. To learn more about the Climate Ambassadors Program, visit aclimatetothrive.org. If you're interested in participating in this free program, stay tuned for more information on our website about how to sign up for our next session, which will be held in the fall.
This has been Climate and Community with A Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.